course, today we are, with this Ash Wednesday, we are beginning the Lenten season. And Lent is the season in which we are called to be reconciled with God as we prepare for the Holy Week and Easter celebrations. This season gives us an opportunity to refocus our priorities in our lives, giving God more importance in our daily lives, and helping us to shed the bad habits and sinful behaviors that we all have. Most importantly, Lent is a season of penance. Now, one thing I think we need to realize is penance does not equal punishment. We have this mindset that when we do a penance, it's a punishment that we're doing for our sins, but it's not. Penance is an action done out of love for God in reparation for the times that we've turned away from Him. It's a way that we show sorrow for our sins and we take an action, however small, to repair our relationship. Kind of a simple example might be a husband giving flowers to his wife or a gift to her after an argument. You know, it's not a punishment that he has to give these flowers or this gift. But he's doing it to repair the relationship, to show the love that he has for her, and to repair the relationship after that argument. When we do acts of penance, we return to God with our whole heart, and we rend our hearts, not our garments, as the first reading puts it. Because of this, how we live our faith in our hearts is most important. In the gospel today, our Lord criticizes those who perform religious works in order to be recognized by others. Now, this doesn't mean that our faith can't be public, but what our Lord is saying that our actions must come out of the love of God and not seeking our own glory for God's good and not our own. As our Lord tells us, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Those who seek their glory in this life will have their reward in this life. But those who seek God's glory in this life will have eternal life as their reward. So this Lenten season, which we are now entering into, is a time for us to once again turn our hearts back to God, that we may live our lives humbly, seeking His glory, and perform works of penance out of love for Him.